This is WB2YZX for the K2IRT New York City Transit Net. Any check-ins?
WB2PQR.
How you doing, Abe? I'm starting to get scared there for a second. Moby apparently isn't around or whatever, so I figured I'd pick it up. How you doing?
We can keep it together and see if anybody else would like to join in. Nothing. Just cleaning up around the house and cleaning up some garbage and the garage and there's just no end. You know, the collection gets bigger and I threw out some stuff and it looks like I didn't even make a dent.
How well I know that feeling. And, you know, you go through stuff and you say, I should really get rid of this. And you say, no, I shouldn't get rid of this. And, you know, I might need this one day. And I have half-filled kits and projects and things, and I can't throw them out. But what can I tell you? I have, like, I could have a museum of computers here. I have every, I have Timex Sinclairs, TRS-80s, color computers, Commodore 64s, 386s, 386s, what can I tell you, know what I mean, but such is what we are. So, any other check-ins for the K2IRT net? This is WB2YZX in Staten Island. Anybody anywhere wants to check in, please do so. I gotta be one of those nights. Back to you, Wade.
Let the ID go. Yeah, very good. I don't know. We'll talk a little bit and see what's doing. And cleaning up and I know what you're talking about. Those Timex Sinclairs and Radio Schlock and somewhere I got an 8.5-inch drive somewhere. If I still have it, I don't even remember what. Believe it or not, people still collect some of those, and they're still collectible. As the years go on, you look at the new stuff, the netbooks compared to what was, there's just no comparison. And let me tell you something, the computers, we can't live without them right now, but they really scare me, because if anything ever happens, God forbid an EMP or something, we'd be back throwing rocks at each other.
Well, you know, that scares me too, because, you know, I go to work in the morning, and, you know, the first thing I do is turn on a computer, and if my computer goes, and this has happened, you know, the network goes down or something, I really have nothing for me to do for the rest of the day. I mean, it's over. That's it. My career, my job, it's all over. Everything is in the computer. That's all there is.
Greetings from the Garden State.
Hey, Andy's here. How are you? Back to KF2WR and ABPQR in here. WB2Y. How you doing, Andy?
Gentlemen, good evening. Just walking in the door here. I was out running with the new puppy. Man, those things will tire you out. Holy heck. But just chiming in to say hi, warming up the computer, and we'll see how it goes. I heard Abe is in there. How are you, Abe? Charlie, always a pleasure. Anybody else on frequency, hello? This is KF2WR. I guess I'll pass it over to Abe and wherever it goes from there. KF2WR.
Hey, let's say hello there. And I'd let it drop to you if anybody else wants to join us in K2IRT groups, New York City Transit, and then I'll pick it up. Yes, ma'am. You know, when I was quote-unquote working, I used to have a 30-day calendar on my board as a backup. And in the beginning, people were, my boss, my superintendent was laughing at me and everything else. Until one time the computer crashed, and we were the only section that was working and knew what was going on.
don't got it. I mean, I can't balance my checkbook without my computer.
Yeah, that's what's scary about it. And, you know, you look at some of the other peoples in the world, you know, quote, the industrialized nations, they're all computerized. You get the all underdeveloped areas, and they're, you know, they're not even using Morse code. They're using, you know, hollowed out logs. But, I mean, this stuff works. But, you know, that really scares me. Forget about what's in your house and everything else. What about all the everything else? The nuclear power plants are run on computers. The lights are run on computers. Your car has more computing power now than the LEM that landed on the moon.
Yeah, I do agree, and you know, I think it kind of takes away from a lot of the skills you used to have. The case in point, I mean, I was talking about balancing my checkbook. Now, I mean, I have a program. I have Microsoft Money or whatever the heck it is. It's, you know, to keep all my finances in there and everything. And because I don't trust myself to add a column of numbers anymore. And, I mean, I go back to, you know, my freshman year of college, I took a year of accounting. Before we had calculators, and you would have to add these long columns of numbers, and you know, and then maybe do a percentage and subtract, multiply. But I can't do that anymore. And I look back now and said, how the heck could I do that? I mean, it's just a skill that has gone by the wayside.
Go ahead, Andy, pick it up. Forget about that. Can you remember telephone numbers? Andy, pick it up. WB2PQ on the room.
Yeah, telephone numbers. I just know speed dial numbers now and names that are in my phone. You know, I built my first computer with a 286 with a 20 megabyte hard drive. And it was an expensive piece, that 20 megabyte hard drive. You know, we thought we'd never fill that up. It would be a bottomless pit. But I played with that for many years, and it, you know, it kept me occupied. Then the best waste of time known to man came on was this internet. I mean, I was on internet before web pages. I was just in college, just banging around. But now I go on this internet, and I find myself researching stuff I have absolutely no idea about, no interest in, but I just find myself researching it because it's so easy. Now, what would I do without the computer? I don't know, maybe run with the puppies a little more. Let me push it over to Charlie. This is KF2WI, Andy in New Jersey with the K2IR take.
All right, very good. Let's see if anybody else wants to jump in and be heard. This is the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Net, K2IRC. This is WB2YZX at the mic. It's open to anybody anywhere that wants to say hello. And I will stand by for any check-ins.
K2IRT. K2IRT, this is K2CSX. Just checking in and joining the net.
We got K2CSX. Hi, my name is Charlie. I'm on Staten Island. And, okay, is your name Bob? And are you in the Bronx by any chance?
Name is Mark. Mike Alpha Romeo Kilo. And yes, we're in the Bronx, southeast Bronx, about a mile east of Yankee Stadium.
Hey, Mark, very good. I punched your call sign in, and I, for some reason, I have a Bob in there. And it says Bob in the Bronx, and, apparently we worked, I don't know, December 2007. Maybe we were on this net, I don't know. But at any rate, nice to meet you. So over to you.
Okay, very good. Yeah, we just was out there earlier. It was on another repeater earlier today. We were talking about some of the changes of the in the rail corporation with CSX and the days of New York Central. And if anyone is interested in, got kids or grandkids or over in the 72nd Street Rail Yard, well, the old 72nd Street Rail Yard off the Hudson, I'd say about maybe 60, 66th Street, there's a New York Central locomotive that they put over there, and I think that'd probably be a treat for the kids to go and see and play around on it. On a nice day, they usually unlock it, and you can go inside the cab and sit down there, so think that would be something nice for the kids to do. K2CSX.
Thanks for that. Wait, that's out. Two other people that would normally check in with, I'm sure would like to hear that. But, good to know. Maybe a few others will pop by later on. So, great to hear you, Mark. And let me give it over to Abe. I think it's his turn. WB2PQR. And the same WB2YZX.
Talking back about computers, Charlie. You just put in this call and you got all his information when you talk to him and everything else. It used to be card files. Well, when all else fails, I still have my pink and slide rule. But I don't know how to use it. Forgot. When you think about it, they made the atomic bomb, hydrogen bomb, all with slide rules.
Yeah, that's something I never got to master either. And, you know, what's really, I find amazing, I was going to Kingsborough in Brooklyn when I was, right out of high school, and we had calculators. Add, subtract, multiply, divide, and square root, $11,000 with Nixie tubes on the front, and the CPU was connected to an IBM 360, which was somewhere in another room. And if you did something stupid like divide by zero or square root of a negative number, the whole thing would lock up. $11,000. Now for $399, you buy a calculator, they'll do 10 times more than that. But, hey, things certainly have changed. Back to you, Abe.
Sam, I picked it up too fast. Anybody else would like to join the net? Okay, very good. Let's see, where were you? Yeah, locomotives. We were in Manchester, England, about 3 weeks ago. And in there, that's another story over there. Everything else, that used to be a big industrial area. We went to an area that used to be a big train yard, and over there they have all steam locomotives, and they also have steam engines, and actual working steam engines inside of this barn, and it's just amazing. I can sit there and watch these things, these mechanical, nightmares, when you look at it and think about it, when this goes up, the other goes sideways, and this goes sideways, and this goes up. You know, it simply amazes me that they had the cutoff, that they had one of the first diesel engines that they had. It was simply amazing. And next door, they had an aircraft exhibit with an entire Lancaster and a couple of buzz bombs and a V2 and everything else, which was amazing. One of these days, I got to get out to Wright Patterson, see the American, and I've been to the other room. Okay, Andy, pick it up. WB2PQR in the group.
Yeah, thank you, Abe. Andy KS2WR. K2CFX, is there any 2nd Street or 66th Street on the Hudson? I'm not familiar with this. Is there a rail yard there? Can you enlighten me just a little on that?
Okay. Many years ago, the Hudson River Railroad Yard, it was where flatbed barges used to come over with boxcars from across from Weehawken, New Jersey. It was a very, very busy industrial area around there. It was a lot of... about it not long ago because Mr. Trump built some high-rise co-op buildings in the yard, and people wanted to knock these big buildings to block their view to the Hudson River. Well, anyway... it's the right-of-way now where the West Side Amtrak line goes down the west side of Manhattan under Riverside Park from Penn Station. It's connected to the old High Line. It's connected to the old High Line, which they are now using today for people to walk up there. But yeah, 72nd Street Yard was an old New York Central Railroad yard that was a very, very busy place. I used to ride out of there with a conductor, used to do some switching jobs up here in the Bronx, Yankee Stadium, up along the Hudson Division and on the Harlem, and even on the New Haven. We had some runs over there. And yeah, it's a yard that was there. It's been converted into a park. Let me drop. The yard has been converted into a park, part of Riverside Park now. And they're still, you know, rebuilding it. They're still building pieces and parts here and there. It extends all the way down to 60th Street, I think it is, right near that big Con Ed stack on the west side there. Well, anyway, right around about 60th Street, I believe. It may be 60th or 66th Street. I'm not sure exactly where it's at there. But in the park there, there's a locomotive. It's a New York Central SW1 model locomotive. I think it's 8629 or is the number of it. But if you punch up Riverside Park, Manhattan, New York Central locomotive, you'll probably see a picture of it there on the internet.
Well, fine business, you know. Thanks so much for that heads up. Because I do little excursions to the city quite often with my nephews, and I'm always looking for something new and cool to do. And really, that sounds new and very cool to do. I'm going to punch it up and see what I get here. I got a real slow connection. I'm running a crazy operating system here, so it's a little wacky, my connection, but I'm going to punch it up. And once again, I thank you so much for the info. That's going to be a lot of fun. With that, let me push it over to Charlie. WB2YZX, AFCWR, HYZ Group. B2FBR Mobile, good evening, Jen. B2FBR, WB2YZX. Okay, here's a man that drives trains. He's going to like this. And, yeah, very good, Mark. I just Googled Riverside Park and locomotive, and a big diesel comes up there. Says, New York Central, and some other stuff in there too. Okay, thanks for that info, and let me give it over to Steve there. W2FBR, and the gang is giving to YX.
Okay, Charlie, very good, huh? Figured I'd jump in and say howdy to you. You mean don't know I missed the net last week because Charlie, like I said in the email, I think I got a better deal in a cooler place. In this place, cool meaning a temperature, like I always tell my kids. Cool is a temperature. But it was so blasted hot last week that I missed the net because I was sitting in an air-conditioned place eating some dinner. I honestly forgot about the net last Thursday until, of course, it was too late. Well, anyway, figured I'd say good evening to everybody. Nothing wholeheartedly new to report. And I literally just got back in the car from grabbing some dinner, so I guess I'm kind of catching everybody in midstream here. Over to you, Charlie, WB2YZX. And by the way, thanks for forwarding that little cartoon to me again. I appreciated that. This is W2FBR, soon to be stationary mobile with the K2IRT group.
Yeah, very good, very good. And by the way, some of you guys remember Elmar, K2EL, one of the original members of the group here, who stopped by my desk at work today, who's strictly business, and we started shooting the bull about ham radio. At least the nice thing about where I work is plenty of hams in the building, so there's always something. So my desk is behind the social ham radio hub, if you know what I mean. But he doesn't get out of here too much anymore. He's got a little kid now, so that kind of slows him down radio-wise. But he says hello to everybody. So now. Let me see with my big mouth here. I forgot who to give it to. Let me give it to Abe, I guess, and blah, 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 whatever. WB2PQR, you take it.
All right, WB2PQR and the ever-growing group. K2IR team, Tegner, Klump, not Klump, K2IRT, WPCMA repeater, just to make everything a little legal. And,
WB2YZX,
K2CSX. Okay, very glad you dropped down. Yeah. That area brings back a lot of memories. A lot of memories. A lot of industrial here around the city has really slowed down to truck traffic, and but around the all that heavy artillery going across the Cross Bronx and all of the major highways around the five boroughs. Okay, but I guess this club is associated with the New York City Transit System or something?
Roger, this is the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. It's we've been around for about 5 years now, and it's growing little by little, and we usually get on here every Thursday night, and it's open to anybody that wants to join in. We talk about just about whatever, so tonight it happens to be locomotives, but we're here every Thursday, so please stop by. Back to you, Mark.
Roger on that, your K2CSX is concerning. Okay. Sounds like a winner there. Something to, on the things to do on a Thursday night. Providing them, I might tie down with the little ones there. Between the little ones, the dog and the cat, and I don't know, and wife, and sometimes it gets busy.
Yeah, I hear that a lot, And if anyone else would like to join the K2IRT net, it's open to anyone. By all means, if you have something to say, by all means, check in now. Val is here. How you doing, Val? KB2VEQ, over to you.
Thank you, Charlie. I've been listening for maybe about 5 minutes, so I did get a little gist of what was happening over there. I don't think I heard everybody, but seems like, I don't know, the repeater or something is going bad. I think he dropped out there, but I did hear Andy and Steve, I think it is, and a couple of others in the background. Just want to thank everybody, and I'll wait until the next go around, and maybe I'll come up with something. I'll talk to you. This is KB2VEQ. Back over to you and the K2RT net, Charlie, WB2YZX.
Very good, and we got CW2FBR, Andy KF2WR, APQR, and K2CSX, Mark in the box, and let me see, I don't know who gets it. Let me give it to Andy, KF2WR, over to you.
Fine business. Charlie, I'm coming out on 440 side, am I making it?
No problem.
All right. Hey, Val. How are you? Good to hear your voice. Always good to hear the voice of a retiree. I'm looking at the picture of that locomotive over there in the park, and that looks like something we could ride our bicycles to, Charlie. You know what I'm saying? In fact, this Saturday night they have that bicycle ride there in the city. That 10 o'clock out of... it's 10 o'clock Saturday night, leaves out of, Columbus Circle. If you're interested and it's not raining, I might run up there. Would you be interested?
Be interested if I was about 20 years younger. I took my bike out after work. I was going down on the boardwalk there, and I put maybe 5 miles on it, but I'm not the kind of shape you're in, but thanks anyway.
This whole ride, I've done it a number of times. This whole ride isn't but 6 or 7 miles. That's the whole length of it.
All right, I'll take a rain check, but thanks anyway. I think my rear tire is going flat now. I fixed the front one out, and now I'm worried about the back one.
I'm going to have to go abuse those nephews of mine again and get them out there. All right, fine business. I think that looks like a great destination as we ride up to the meeting point for that. We'll go look at that locomotive. That looks like it's going to make a fine day out. So with that, let's pass it around. I'll pass it over AWB2PQR from KF2WR and the K2IRT group.
All right, very good. Charlie, am I making it?
No problem.
Hey, one of these days I'll put up an outside antenna instead of the mag mount on top of the radiator, but it works, as you probably know. Okay, I'm going to send it back to you, Charlie. I got the dinner call over here. Have a little nice before we have to go pick up the kids. They went to see Donna Summer in the park by Coney Island, so I got to go pick them up and have a little something. So, WB2YZX and the group, WB2PQR will be calling QRT. So I'll probably be monitoring a little bit on the side.
Yeah. All right, Abe, very good, and good to hear you on here. And what else? There was something I was going to ask, but I said I can wait. Yeah, something about London, I think. Oh, yeah, one on a quick one. I just want to ask you, have you ever been to the Imperial War Museum in London?
Somebody else in there. Let me, I guess the food waiting thing. Let me tell you what happened. Imperial War Museum in London. What I ended up going getting to was one or two other museums. My sister lived in Nottingham, so in fact we went to a ham fest when we were there last time. Not this time, couldn't make it. But we ended up going to Duxford. I don't know if you know Duxford.
Never made it there.
Duxford was nice, very nice. We started at one end, worked to the other end, but that's... I screwed up, I rented a car, and I ended up... the car rental, then I said, I looked in my pocket, and in my enthusiasm, I ended up going in, and I left the engine running with the keys inside and everything locked. And I couldn't get in, and I screwed the whole side of the car up, trying to get it in with other things. Called up the equivalent of the AAA. AAA came. They ended up, they couldn't do it. They ended up having to take the fender off, the bottom fender well, and jump two wires to open up the door. Well, I got in, and I never went back into Duxford again to finish the entire thing. And then when we ended up leaving, I had to, they said, somebody tried to break in the car. I said, really? I don't know anything about it. Why? What happened? That somebody tried to break in, and the rumble was broken, and there's some other scratches here and there. They said at the time they told me it would be about $1,300 to $1,400 in damages to be repaired. Really? I said, what about my insurance? Did that cover? Oh yeah, that was not a problem because I took full insurance. Otherwise, I would have been up a creek.
Ah, yes, yes, that could happen. To tell you the truth, I wouldn't even consider renting a car in England. Just the fact that you have to drive on the other side of the road, I mean, I don't think I could be used to that. well, whatever. Yeah, I saw the Imperial War Museum in London is fantastic. If you ever go back there, you have to see. You can spend the whole day there. I mean, it's like they have tanks and planes and submarines dissected. You know, in the cockpits of planes and everything. And they got World War One trenches and everything. And it's so realistic. They have turrets from battleships, and it's right in front of the plane. Fantastic. But whatever, for the next time. So, all right, Abe, I'll let you run there. And let me see who gets it now. God, I forgot. Because of my big mouth here. Let me give you Mark up in the Bronx there. K2CSX, over to you.
Okay, very good, dear Charlie. Yeah, I just also wanted to mention, too, the fellow that wants to go up there and visit the location there. If you go during the daytime, and if you walk along, maybe about 1,000 yards or whatever, maybe half a block, a couple blocks down, walking north, you're going to run into like a little area that has like stones, like marble stones that's cut out, and it's like little sitting chairs up around in there. And if you look at the stones, you'll notice that they carve the insignias of the different companies, the different rail companies. You will see Milwaukee Road, you will see Penn Central, the NY, New York Central logo, you will see Erie and Lackawanna, B&O. You'll see a couple of them. You'll see New Haven. You'll see it there inscribed in the stone. And then they have a little causeway that walks out along the water over the Hudson River. And in that causeway, they have the names of different companies that since then bygone there. Go ahead.
KF2WR. Hey, Mark, this is getting better and better. I'm really going to...
Attention, please. There are current weather alerts or warnings for the local area, including a coastal flood statement. Please tune to your local weather radio for details. This is November Bravo to Alpha.
NB2A's emergency weather.
Over you, Randy. I think you were preempted.
Yeah, we were preempted by a strike of weather.
KF2WR?
Got it, Andy.
Put it back up to you, Charlie, I guess, for a 73 round. Looks like I'm going to pull an early pin here tonight. You see how dark it's getting? I mean, it's dark when I leave in the morning and it's dark now. I'm not liking this. That means winter's coming. WB2YZX, KF2WR.
KF2WR, WB2YZX. Yeah, well, you figure a month from now it'll be start getting chilly. But truth be told, I'm a winter person, and... this has been a pretty decent summer. It hasn't been all that hot. And you can give me 6 feet of snow, it doesn't bother me. But then again, I'm weird, so... what are you going to do? So, let me see. I think Steve is gone. Abe is gone. Let's... Val, over to you. KB2VEQ, WB2YZX.
Crazy, I guess maybe we're overloading it, but anyway, yeah,
good, and I think you, I think we're being preempted again by the weather report or something, but, yeah, I got some email, I got an email from Lobby this afternoon. He was messing with that big generator. That looks like a job and a half. I don't know how much that weighs, but it was very interesting. So, Andy, maybe, can you shed some more light on that generator that Lobby's working on? Have you seen that thing?
That's some piece of equipment. It's a real labor of love, and he's the right man for the job. There's no doubt about it. And I think it's going to be a wonderful day when we can fire that thing up. It's an old Thomas Edison thing, and we can fire that thing up. I think it's just going to be a great day. We're going to sit back and just smile at it. But yeah, the pictures he has are tremendous. He's making rushes out of copper and little leaks and all this stuff. There's another one, I believe, at the old Edison plant. It might be at 59th Street that they can't get out because it's too heavy. They want to, they need a big crane to get this thing out. This is all original Edison stuff, man. It would be a shame to let this stuff go to waste. So, yeah, I'm anxious to see how it comes out for him. I really am. And if he needs a hand, I'd be more than happy to help him. KF2WR.
Gets that thing working. I mean, what kind of voltage does that thing put out? W2FBR is back.
Hey, Steve, just catching up. You see any of Obi's emails with his Edison, his old Edison kit?
I'm sorry, Andy, you have a question for me?
Inquiring to see any of the emails Lobby sent out with his old Edison motor on it there.
Oh, yeah, I've been getting it. By the way, I'm sorry I disappeared. I had a phone call I had to attend to. That was all about. I'm on the portable in the house. No, I've been watching what he's been sending me, and I'm kind of confused. It almost sounds like he's got one that he's restoring and another one that he's about to lose at Kent Avenue because he can't lift it with the regular lift truck with the crane.
Yeah, that's affirmative. They need something pretty big to lift this thing up. It's kind of heavy. And I don't know if dismantling it is an option given its age. But, you know, we'll do whatever we can to make these things work, and I love this stuff. It's so cool. And to have a guy like him with the knowledge and the research, he's looking at books from the 1800s to figure out how to do this stuff, to do it the way they did it, not the way we do it, which is the right way when you're working on some of that. It's NY2H.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? I hope I didn't jump in here in the middle of something. Like I said, I had to attend to that phone call, but now, do I stand corrected? Did he actually has two of these machines? He's got one out at Titkin and another one he's trying to save at the old Kent Avenue site? Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's 100% correct. That's correct. And let's hope we can get that old one saved. Because, you know, if you see something like this just get cut up for scrap metal, it'll hurt you. Or hurt you deep there. It'll really hurt you. Let's put it back over to you, Charlie, WD2YZX, KF2WR.
That really is an amazing thing. And, you know, it also kind of goes back to what Abe and I were talking about when we first got on, how to build something like that without a computer. I mean, just the amount of, you know, the calculations and, you know, the specifications, everything that was involved getting something like that to work, or even that locomotive even that Mark was talking about. You know, we take so much for granted now, but, you know, the tolerances and, you know, using what we now call primitive measuring devices to put stuff like that together. It really does amaze me. But at any rate, let me give it over to Mark, see if he's still in there. K2CSX, WV2YZX.
Okay, very good there. Yeah, I got taken out before by the weather station there, but I guess you probably heard me about those sitting stones with the insignias inscribed in them there. There's something else you could check out there. All right, well, it was a nice net. I'm enjoying it. Nice to hear some activity over here. I haven't heard, you know, this used to be kind of active at one time during the day, but I don't know where everybody disappeared to there, or whatever. But anyway, good to hear you guys out here, and definitely we'll check in again next Thursday.
Hey, Mark, very good, and I look forward to hearing you on here, and we keep it informal, and we just, we don't have any real agenda, and we try to just, whatever comes to mind, and tonight it was computers and locomotives and generators and everything, so, and we've had some really weird conversations up here, right, Andy, you know what I'm talking about. So, let me see, I don't know who gets it here. Andy, give it over to you. We'll make this a 73 round, I guess, so, one more time around for everyone, we'll call it a night. KF2WR, WB2, WYZX.
Yeah, this has been one of our saner conversations, that's for sure. I think we did hit the bottom of the barrel when we went on about extreme bovine flatulence. I think that was scraping the bottom of the barrel. But way to go. Glad to hear everybody out there. Val, good to hear you out there. And with that, I'm going to say 7-3, and we'll catch up next week. I think next week might be our face-to-face, Mark. You might not catch us here, but we got a face-to-face next week. But then the week after we'll be back. So with that, I'll say 7-3. Thanks to the repeater people for letting us burn up a few of their electrons. This is KF2WR, Andy in Woodbridge, New Jersey, listening out on 7-3. And with that, I'm going to put it over to, W2MDR from KF2WR, the K2RFD group.
Okay, Andy, very good. KF2WR from W2, Fine Business Radio. Over here in the beautiful Bayshore area of Keensburg, New Jersey, in the Bayshore area of Monmouth County. So, anyhow, I'm on vacation next week, so it actually starts now with my RDOs being Friday and Saturday. So, I'm sure I'll get a lot of nothing accomplished, which is kind of sort of normal. So, I don't know where Lobi is, but... He's probably out there lurking about trying to figure out a new clandestine way to save some more dynamos. I really do hope that gets saved. Too much history is being destroyed and scrapped and, you know, but just generally disappearing. It's really a shame. Hopefully it can be saved. Anyway, good night all 7-3s and God bless. We'll catch you in here again next week if there is a face-to-face or I'll be on vacation. So at the very least, if anything, I'll catch you guys in a couple weeks here on the air. WB2YZX, good night, Charlie, and thanks again for that clip. This is W2FBR with the KYRT group saying good night all 7-3.
Very good. So I guess, anyone else have anything to add before I tie it up?
Do the honors.
Very good. And, I think our next face-to-face is September 10th. I'm not even sure, to tell you the truth, but I'm sure Wally will keep us up to date here. So at any rate, good night all. Hey, Bandy, Mark, Steve, Val, and we thank the owners of the repeater for letting us play in the sandbox here. This is WB2YZX for the K2YRT group. I will be QRT. Good night, all.